Greater Sudbury Police Officer Melissa Rincourt will have to wait more than a month for the rest of her trial, as significant delays brought by other matters in Espanola Court saw the trial adjourned to October 28. The GSPS constable has pleaded not guilty to charges of uttering threats at a 12-year-old hockey player and causing a disturbance after a February U-13 hockey game in Espanola. Rincourt coached the opposing team in the game. Following testimony from Sean Cassidy, a senior official at the game, and the 12-year-old player who testified he had an interaction with Rincourt, two additional Crown witnesses have now testified. One of them is a parent of a player on the team opposing Espanola, and the other a member of the Ontario Provincial Police who was off duty at the time. On September 17, Cassidy, a referee for approximately 3 years, spoke of the game as an unusually tense one, especially for the age of the players, who were all under 13. He also spoke of Rincourt's demeanor throughout the game as her team eventually lost, only amplified, he said, after a player from the opposing team blew a kiss at Espanola's bench as he skated past after scoring. He described Rincourt as seething, and spoke of her yelling and kicking the boards. Cassidy was specific that there were no physical altercations, but after the game ended, he decided to escort each team off the ice separately to avoid conflict. It was in the hallway that led to the Espanola Recreation Center dressing rooms that the interaction between Rincourt and the now 13-year-old who testified in court on September 17 took place. Though he admits to exaggerating details of the event, saying that he was scared, he admitted after he saw security video of the event in question that Rincourt did not make physical contact with him. The assault charge against her was dropped July 15. The witness, who was 12 at the time the incident occurred, testified that he had a conversation with Rincourt which she initiated. The video, which has no audio, shows Rincourt walking out of frame before returning and pointing at the witness. She appears to be speaking. The witness testified that Rincourt, who was the coach of the opposing team, told him and his teammate, "If you guys ever do that celebration again, I'll make sure you guys never skate." And then I said, "How?" And she said, "I'll break your ankles." Asked about her behavior on and off the ice that day, the witness described it as unsportsmanlike. In court Wednesday, September 18, the off-duty OPP officer, Josh Bronicheski, testified he was off-duty attending his child's game, not the one in question, and helping in the dressing room when he said he heard a familiar voice. "A female voice, sounded familiar to me, said something along the lines of, 'Tell your players when they skate by the bench,' and then I heard other voices talking," he said. He identified the familiar voice as Rincourt's. Bronicheski said another female voice said, "This isn't your dressing room. Get out of here," which was drowned out by more voices from further down the hallway. The court then heard from Rebecca Minurik, a parent of a player on the team opposing Espanola. She witnessed an interaction between Rincourt and the mother of another player, also from the team opposing Espanola. Minurik described it as a little bit of a heated game, with tension between the players. "It was a little rougher than we normally play," she said. She said she recalled playing the Espanola team the previous year for the same reason, the intensity of the play. Minurik testified she walked into the hallway after the game, and heard an interaction between a parent on her team and Rincourt, the Espanola coach. Minurik said the player's mother told Rincourt to watch her mouth. She said, "They're barely 12-year-old kids." Minurik testified she heard Rincourt reply, "This is your last warning. You keep your kids away from our bench." Minurik also testified she saw Rincourt blow a kiss, but could not tell in which direction. The Crown will continue its case on October 28. Second round of charges for causing a disturbance. While Rincourt was charged with this offense in February, it is not her first appearance as a defendant in criminal court. During the COVID-19 pandemic, Rincourt was charged for causing a disturbance at another hockey game, also at the Espanola Rec Center. In September 2021, she was charged with resisting a peace officer and two counts of entering a premises when entry has been prohibited, contrary to the Trespass to Property Act, TPA. Rincourt and her wife refused to provide proof of vaccination to attend their child's hockey game at the Espanola Recreation Center, and witnesses told Sudbury.com Rincourt screamed, called bystanders, Nazis, and kicked a door while arguing with an OPP officer called by rec center staff. Those criminal charges were withdrawn after Rincourt completed the John Howard Society's Direct Accountability Program. In October 2022, Rincourt faced a disciplinary hearing, which determined she should be demoted from first-class constable to third-class constable for a period of 1 year, followed by 1 year in the rank of second-class constable, conditional on satisfactory performance of duty by the officer. She would also be required to perform 40 hours of volunteer work through the Friends of Simon Wiesenthal Center for Holocaust Studies to better understand her use of the word Nazi. Rincourt will also face a disciplinary hearing for these charges, with next steps taking place September 25. Jenny LaMoth covers court for Sudbury.com.